Yo, what the heck is going on, Kinda Funny Best Friends? Here on Patreon, thanks to your support, you get to sit back, relax, and have a Q&A with me and Big Kev Dog Kevin Coelho for the month of May. So thank you all, first off, for your support over on Patreon.com at Kinda Funny and at Kinda Funny Games. It truly means the world to us, and it helps keep the lights on at that soon-to-be studio. But you get a little treat because it's me and Kevin teaming up for our monthly Q&A, which means we're going to have an absolute blast telling stories and answering all of your burning questions directed at me and Kevin. So, Kevin, welcome in. This is your first Q&A, correct?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I might have done one a long time ago. Certainly not this format, which is a newer format.
I feel like you've had to have done this. And really, you and I do this every single day on the Twitch stream. You know what I mean? We're answering questions. We're chopping it up. So it's like, you've done this before, which is going to be a fun time. So all of you best friends are in for a treat. And we're going to kick it off right now with BZ Deezy, who writes in and says, "Hey, Mike and Kevin, love you guys. And in my heart, KF stands for Kevin forever. What are your most proud, or what are you most proud of within your time at Kinda Funny? Kevin, I'll look to you first because you have the lineage, you have the history, you've been here pretty much since the inception. What are some of your most proud moments of being at Kinda Funny?"
We had a moment where I think it was Barrett was running games daily at the old studio, and I was getting coffee with Paula in the morning because I was going to start later. I got a Slack message. And he called me and was like, "Hey, there's something wrong with the soundboard." And I basically became clear that something was very seriously wrong. But we were getting coffee nearby, and I ran over, and the soundboard was borked. I mean, it's still, like, it killed the soundboard. And we actually had to replace it. But on the fly, I was able to, like, figure out a backup system to get things up and running and have a separate audio recorder that it kind of worked for everything we needed. It was really fun, and I love those problem-solving things. So, like, all of my favorite memories are tied to, like, those major, like, issues. Also, another one that I'm super proud of is, I can't remember, we had a podcast where someone joked about becoming a force ghost, you know, the blue transparent thing. And I was able to do it on the fly, too. That was an editing thing back when I used to edit all the videos. But it was fun. I love having fun like that.
Yeah, I love that you're always the problem solver, Kevin. That's what I love being around you, right? Is your mind thinks in that way of like, how do I solve this? How do I fix this? And I also love like the MacGyver sense to you where it's like, oh, just give me some bubble gum and some duct tape.
Yeah, we'll sort
it out. I'll fix this right now, right? So that is cool. And yeah, I mean, there's some questions later on, Kevin, about you and the tech side of things. You are the tech guy here at Kinda Funny. You see all the big tech stuff come in. You're the one learning about it and doing all of that. Like, when you talk about your most proud moments, I mean, we talk about the studio, right? The first studio.
Yeah.
How special was that for you to put all of that together, right? I know there was others there too, but like, how special is that to learn that, dial it in and use all that?
I mean, it was terrifying because it was one of those things where I thought we were hiring a crew to put it together. And that's not what the case was. And then it was like, we've never used any of these contraptions. So it was me and Nick trying to sort that all out. And like, it's funny, at one point we had cameras set up and we didn't realize we needed something called a decimator. It's a little machine that converts it so they all have the same video format. And it was just, there were a lot of like upsetting moments of like, all right, I guess we've done as much as we can. We'll have to wait a couple days for these decimators to come in. So in the moment, those weren't super fun, but you learn. You know, you spend time learning the machinery that you have and watching random YouTube videos. And by the end of it, we were doing stuff where I'm Zordon or green screening me as I walk around, you know. There's a lot of fun to be had.
I love that you take on the challenge and look at those situations and say, I'll be the one to learn it, put it all together. And then also at the same time, like, when we're streaming together, even when you're, you know, producing shows, you're always willing to go above and beyond and try something or elevate it like that. So it is always fun to see your mind working, Kevin, and the cool things that you can create and come up with. I guess my final part on this one before I'll answer and keep it moving is when we look at the tech side of things, were there any certain, you know, pieces of equipment that gave you the most issue that you finally overcame that hump and were like, I solved that one piece of tech and I got you, you know what I mean? Like, is it the Elgato capture cards? Is it some sort of weird microphone? Like, whatever stumped
you? I mean, yeah, in every iteration of our tech setups, there's been issues like that. Like, yeah, the Elgato, like, I use an Avery Media card for my capture device, and it causes a weird static issue that I finally figured out how to solve. Essentially, it's like I can only run the audio through their program. If I open it up in a secondary program like OBS or even Wavelink, it causes it to have crazy static. But those are, like, there's constantly things that I'm trying to figure out how to do. They take me a while, and once I figure it out, I'm very excited. Even the Zordon that I mentioned earlier, getting that, just that face to be like a different color was a fun little challenge to figure that out.
Was there ever a day where you were broken, right? I think you get to see it in all of us, right? Not many of us here, kind of funny, are as tech savvy as you are, and you know me, and my friends know me well. It's like, if there's a tech problem, I usually break easily and I give up on everything and want to, you know, shut the whole thing down. Has there ever been a situation where you've had that feeling, Kevin, where you were defeated and you wanted to turn it all off?
Oh, man. Well, yeah, definitely. But, like, the show must go on, you know? Like, we've had, we were working on getting a new computer for the, like, our studio. The computer that I'm using now, and it was E3, and we noticed that whenever we watched a video, it would, like, stutter, and we'd lose frames. So I, like, literally stayed up, like, by the end of it, I'd been up, like, 36 hours. But it was one of those things that, like, no one was asking me to stay up, but I was on the phone with Dell people trying to figure out the solution, and it ended up just, like, it just kept going, and it was one of those things that, like, at the end of it, everything broke. And on top of that, the internet was fucked. So, like, the Square Enix event, that E3 that we didn't stream, but everything else we got to streaming. And it's just, that was so, like, I had, like, three different computers running everything. Where, like, a laptop running the graphics, I had my computer streaming and another computer, another laptop, like, capturing the videos and stuff. And it was a big old mess. It was a big old mess. Yeah. And that's the one moment where I was like, there's no getting past that. Like, again, we had to, so we did, but it was like, I was so ready to give up then.
Good, proud moments there, Kevin. When I look back at my time, my short time here, it's been about almost a year and a half as a, you know, quote unquote, full-time employee here. Some of my favorite proud moments, of course, was the launch of XCast with Gary Whitta and Alana. I think there was a lot of energy and excitement and anticipation, and also a lot of nerves going into that, right? I think when you get the opportunity to take on a show by yourself, as Kevin definitely knows with Screencast, as he used to put that all together, right? It's very nerve-wracking and scary, and especially to go up as a pillar alongside Kind of Funny Games Cast and PS I Love You XOXO. When you look at those had been running for so long. I kind of had the opportunity to make it my own, but also needed to, like, stand firm right next to them and, like, really put on a good product. And I was afraid, right? But Alana and Gary were always by my side, along with Greg, Tim, and the whole team, right? And everybody encouraged me, and it turned out to be a lot of fun. But some of my most proud moments are the X Cast and bringing on the guests, right? We talk about Larry Herb, a.k.a. Major Nelson, being episode number 3, like, somebody that was my idol and my hero, and getting to sit down and talk with them now to, you know, Sarah Bond, Joseph Staten, and so many more. The XCast has been really special, and to have it with my two gaming dads now, that is something I'm always proud of and will always remember. And then finally, one that I'm really proud of is our streams, right? I think Kevin can attest to it. It's like, we're there daily together, you know, thinking about fun ways and things for us to have a good time on the streams. And I'll never forget stream number 100, Kevin. I put a lot of, like, energy and being like,
I wasn't there
exactly
for that one, right?
Yeah. That you weren't there, but this was the one where it's like, this means something to me, right? It's 100. We hit the marker. This is a big deal. And I'll never forget, like, I was talking with Michaela at the time, And I was like, hey, like, I want to do something special. That's us. And we've been playing a lot of Warzone. Maybe we should do that with a special guest. Like, I want to make this kind of like something special that I'll remember. And I remember Greg at the time going, oh, well, this winemaking game called, you know, 100 Days is out now. Let's do that. And I just remember being so dejected and uptight, right? I told Michaela, I was like, I can't believe he wants to do this. I fucking hate that, right? I don't want to do some dumb wine game. I don't like wine. And we made it fun.
You could have just told, yeah, but you could have just told them, you know that? Like, that's something you need to learn to be better about, communicating.
That is true. That is true. And we'll talk about that.
You could have just told him, and he would have been like, all right, that's fine.
All right. But you know what? We made it great. She put on an awesome sundress and sent me photos, making me smile. I got a bottle of wine. Greg and Joey were both there. And the energy was high and fun. And, like, that's something I'm proud of. It's like, we've done these really cool streams. And I think of, like, the Jabroni Boys with Tim playing Mario, right? Us playing Icarus with Kevin and, like, all of us laughing. I think those are some of my most proud moments. And, you know, I know we've been waiting for this studio, but we enjoy the times that we have now. But when we're all together in the same room, it will be even more fun. And I'll be super proud of, like, the cool events and the streams that we can put on. And I can't wait for that moment. But those are some of the moments I'm most proud of. Keeping it going, Kevin. Morgan R. writes in and says, hey, guys. What's the best go-to snack during the long work days? Kevin, you and I are the snack guys here at Kinda Funny. As much as Andy likes to talk about his Cheetos and Goldfish and Doritos, you and I really are the snack guys. We're always snacking. We know the good stuff. What do you like to have on a long work day?
Easy. Frozen grapes.
Oh, really? Grapes.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. It's like a little mini sorbet treat. Oh, it's Kevin, so good. It's so, you know, good. It's my favorite, snack. Especially,
I've been on the grape train
this
lately. Am I supposed to put them in the freezer? So, like, the past 3 weeks, I've been buying grapes with my fruits, and, like, I love them. I got the red grapes right now. I haven't red gone grapes over to the green grapes yet.
Seeds?
But, like, no seeds. No seeds. Seedless.
Okay. All right.
But, like, you put them in the freezer? They still good?
I've never done it with the red grapes, all right?
Okay.
The green grapes, we used to, like, I would always buy way too many of them, and someone, like, put them in the freezer at one point to, like, preserve them. Mm-hmm. And then I just ate them frozen, and I was like, this is the best thing in the world. And I highly recommend it. Oh, my God.
It's, okay.
Like, if you, I don't know, maybe if you have sensitive teeth, it's cold. But it is – they're so good. I got a bag upstairs. I might go to town after this.
Dang, bro. I might go to town on some of those. I might put some in the freezer then. Mm-hmm. What else, Kevin? I mean, you had the studio. Now we work from home. And, like, that's kind of a special thing because you have your own pantry, your own stuff. But, like – let's talk about some more snacks. What are your other go-to snacks when you were in the studio? Did you have something in the drawer that you liked?
No, we didn't have some. Like, honestly, best friends would send stuff over. And, like, for a while, things would just be around there. And, like, somebody sent over, like, moon pies, you know, which...
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, a chocolate-covered marshmallow treat. And, like, those are pretty good. And every once in a while, you just get hungry enough. And then Nick always had beef jerky around. So that was awesome.
Oh, I know
awesome.
He likes beef jerky. Yeah.
And like for a while, like he would, you know, we found a beef jerky we both really liked and that's what he would buy. He also had pork rinds. Yeah, it was just whatever. My favorite treats are whatever's available, you know?
Always. Yeah. The nice little pick me up is right. Yeah. Now, when you look towards the new studio, what do you think the snack situation will be now that you've had a handle of, hey, this is what our old studio looked like. This is what working from home looked like. What do you think the new idea of snacks
I'm definitely going to try to figure out a way to, like, either buy weekly or maybe order, like, go to – there's a Costco Business Center, which is different than the normal Costco's.
Okay.
Because they have, like, a very wide selection of different, snacks and treats.
Oh, okay.
So I think that, like, I will put that on myself. To be like, all right, what kind of sodas do we want so that I can keep the fridge stocked with sodas, LaCroix, like all the good stuff that we like to drink. Maybe some energy drinks for Andy. And then I'll pick up a couple different snacks. I haven't told anyone about it, so I'm just going to force them to make a budget for it, you know?
Oh, that's smart. That's very smart. That's good. Yeah. I mean, we could always put in the vending machine as well, Kevin. You know what I mean? We could do the vending machine.
You know what I mean?
Just
a fun idea.
I think you've seen a lot of my go-to snacks, Morgan, and all the best friends over the year and a half we've done this, right? I think Kevin can attest when we first started, it was get the double 20-ounce chai tea lattes, get the Starbucks banana bread, Egg McMuffin or the chocolate croissant and kind of ride that high, right? And now that I've shifted into more of a quote-unquote healthy lifestyle, right, when I'm pushing this, I've really dropped that.
I don't think you have to quote-unquote. If you're saying you're cutting 40 ounces of sweet, like, drinks and like candies, like I don't think you need to include this. I think you just say healthier.
Well, you know, I gotta drop that, but you know, I think you can always look at it as like my good go-to snacks that will pick me up when I'm having the long work day, or like we're in the middle of the stream and I need that extra boost, right? I look at a good chocolate chip chewy bar. I think that has like just enough chocolate chips and just enough sustenance to give me the little boost. But I'm actually similar to Kevin. If I can get some apple slices or mini orange in here, I'm happy as can be with the new healthy stuff right now. But trying to find the new go-to snack for me is interesting because usually my house would have Oreos, chocolate milk, chai tea lattes, right? Like I would have all of the snacks you could imagine. Now it's gone down to just like a lot of fresh fruit, you know, some veggies in there with some salad mix. But like I don't have the snacks anymore now that I'm pretending to be healthy. So I need to kind of find that balance of what is that new healthier snack option that I can have.
You know what I got briefly into? I got very into it until I bought the nori, the seaweed pieces.
Okay, okay.
So you know, like you wrap a sushi in, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're just like little rectangles you can buy them at Costco. That's what I did, and like they are just fun to eat. Just I was eating them with, and this might be a bit much for you, but I was eating them with some. Squid beef jerky or squid jerky.
Oh, right? Okay.
So dried squid
jerky. I've never heard of that. Okay. It's interesting.
It's really good. I really like it, especially that combo. Now, here's where I fucked up is I went to my local Korean supermarket, H Mart, I saw that they were selling nori for like a little bit cheaper than Costco. It was a smaller package, but it had a panda on it with flames on its eyes. Oh. I was like, surely it's not that hot. It's so hot. I almost can't eat it. It's exciting to eat. Like it gets me all worked up, but it might be a little hot. It might be a little too hot. So I've stopped eating that just because like I don't know. Maybe I got to buy a different kind and mix them in there. But like those dried seaweed things are really good. Really fun chips.
Before we get off the snacks, I want to give Morgan a little taste of what it used to be like, because I'm sure Morgan R is looking for the fun go-to snacks. And Kevin, as you know, you and Paula visited me up back in the day when I used to run the restaurant, right? There was endless snacks to choose from. So my morning started off like this: 2 iced chai tea lattes, a chocolate croissant at the base of the mountain at Starbucks. I'd say hello to the Heavenly Donuts team. I ate too many donuts there, so I never ate them again. I'd go up to the mid deck, refill my chai for another 12 ounces of chai with that nice view. And then once I got up top, whoo, Kevin, it was no holds bars. I'm talking chicken tenders, french fries. I'd have a burger. Me and Matt, the head of the kitchen, he'd make up these turkey sliders on a Hawaiian roll, turkey sliders. They were so good. Then I'd go into the fridge and I'd just take 2 mini Horizon chocolate milks and just squeeze them right into my mouth. You know what I mean? Christ. And then after that, I'd probably get a Twix bar or two. Then I'd find a bag of chips like Lay's barbecue. When I was at Heavenly, it was all the time food. You know what I mean? Like that was 13 years of hey, Vale, close your ears. Grab a hold of something to eat. You know what I mean? So I was eating all the time back then, which I really, really love. So
close your ears. I love it.
There's your go-to on that one.
I'm a little shocked you're not bringing up the fruit by the foot. And what was the other one?
Oh, yeah. We had the fruit roll-ups there for a while. The fruit roll-ups.
Did you not have? I feel like.
Oh, and fruit by the foot. I was hanging out my mouth.
Yeah, you'd hang it out your mouth. And then also, maybe did you not do Gushers?
No, I had some Gushers too. You're right. Yeah, Gushers.
That was a fun combo to have you come around and be like, hey, man, you got a fruit by the foot? You got a bag of Gushers bag?
Oh, man.
And you'd be like.
When me and Kevin are together, it's going to be a bad situation. Y'all know that. Delaney asks, if you could live in any state besides California, what would it be? Side note, I live in southern Delaware. Taxes are low. We are 3 hours from 4 major cities and about 4 hours from 6 ski resorts. So kind of cool over there in southern Delaware. But Kevin, Anywhere besides California, where are you
100%
going?
100%. I got this answer locked down.
Locked in?
Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Kevin, yeah. You're crazy, bro.
Maui,
okay.
Maybe. I really like Maui. It'd probably be Maui. I've also been to Oahu, which was beautiful, Waikiki, that whole, like. But, here's the thing. I wouldn't change the schedule. I just wake up 3 hours earlier, do all the shows, be done at 2 o'clock, you know what I mean? And then just go and hit the ocean. Just swimming, drinking, Kevin. Having fun, laying around, eating all kinds of delicious, amazing food. That's it.
That would be the dream, Kevin, right? I mean, Hawaii is truly the correct answer, and I'm sure everybody that's listening would agree. Like, that kind of lifestyle would be so much fun. The slowed down island lifestyle of just enjoying the day, enjoying the afternoon, the sunsets on the beach, right? You could do a lot there. Do you think the internet is good enough, though, Kevin?
Probably not. Probably not.
Probably not, right?
You know,
yeah.
At some point, it'll get there, right? Mm-hmm, after my first time going to Hawaii, I genuinely came back and was like, we should move. Like, this is no way to live. Like, I know it sounds scary to be like, okay, everyone gets up. We start streaming at 8 a.m. there, you know, which is 11 o'clock this time. We maintain that time, but, like, we're done by 2 o'clock. Oh. And, like, you just have the rest of your day to enjoy Hawaii. That's all I want, you know?
Come on. Kind of funny, 2.0, the next headquarters, Hawaii for sure, Kevin. Write it down. We got to push that for sure. I love that. That's an interesting question here, because when I think about it, Kevin, now that I've been in California for the 13, going on 14 years that I have been here, right, I've really become accustomed to the California lifestyle of having the beach and the mountains, right? I don't want to go back to Colorado where it's landlocked and hot and dry in the summer times. Like, yeah, the mountains are great and all, but in the summertime, there is no escaping to the beach, right? And I really like that beach vibe. And so when I start to look up the West Coast, here's the issue. Oregon and Seattle, you know, Washington and Oregon, you have some great cities there, but then you start to kick into the seasonal depression with all of the rain and the gloomy days. Rain. You don't get that California sunshine, and that's what I'm looking for the most. So then when I start to sweep across, I'd probably start to look at Idaho and Wyoming and Montana, but, like, those would be boring as hell. And I know it's a crazy thing to say, Kevin. I know it's crazy
Wyoming,
to say.
Wyoming's fun, though. And Idaho.
Oh, I like Wyoming and Idaho and Montana,
I was blown away by Idaho. Like, they have the cleanest streets I've ever seen. Oh. Like, the freeways, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I mean, it's probably a bunch of salt. It's not great for the environment, maybe. But, like, who cares? It's all desert around there, right? But, like, when we were dipping into Idaho and Wyoming on our way to Jackson, you would know by, like, how the street, like, how much snow there was or wasn't on the road.
Yeah. I mean, those are some great locations, right? I'd love to get lost in the middle of Montana. Like, get up there to Billings and just, like, get a cabin and just, like, just be lost for a long time would be really, really nice. Of course, you have Yellowstone and Glacier nearby. You got Grand Tetons, plenty of places to visit. But I am looking for the coastal vibe. I'm looking for that. And I know this is going to be a crazy answer. A lot of people are going to get mad, especially with my fair skin. But I'm going to Florida, Kevin. Like,
oh,
I'm going to the beach. Yeah,
I'm
not going
Florida. And, you know, I feel like
I'm
Florida
not going
goes a
weird
too hard.
Florida. I'm going Southwest Florida. I'm talking Fort Myers, Cape Coral, old person retirement area, right? Where it's really quiet, but close enough to Miami and, of course, the Keys down below, the Everglades. You can drive up to Orlando and Tampa, but, like, I'm going quiet retirement area in Florida just to stay in the sunshine. That's what I want. That's what I want. Because I can't steal your Hawaii answer. The Hawaii answer is great.
It gets so hot there. Like, Florida, my family used to go there every summer for, like, 4 or 5 years. And, God, it's so hot and sticky. You're just uncomfortable, like, the whole time.
Think about the other states, Kevin. Like, think of all those flyover states that we just brought up. I'm not moving there. I'm not going to Hawaii.
I know.
Oh, Ohio, like, freaking
Rogers.
Rogers,
like, where should
I'm
I
not
move?
Doing
and
that.
You bring in all these crazy states at.
I know. I might change the future of his life here soon enough. Kazi Bear writes, what are some of your favorite weird food combinations? Back in elementary school, I used to love dipping sandwiches with cheese and mortadella in applesauce.
Mortadella must be cheese, right?
Mortadella, maybe that. I've never heard of mortadella
in applesauce.
Applesauce,
a little
sweet.
I'm never against. I'm never against trying weird food combinations. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch, but like my recall's not great. So I mean, I like the easiest ones that come to mind during Christmas time. I really like getting the shortbread cookies and eating them while drinking cranberry juice. I feel like it's just a combo that works really well.
Ooh. Yeah. That's a wild combo. Okay, yeah. That is a wild combo right there,
like
Kevin.
It. It's simple. It's not too crazy, but I really like it.
I mean, I don't go too crazy on the food combinations when I think about it, Kevin. You know what I mean? Like, I think of when I was a kid, right? I think you had, like, what, macaroni and cheese and hot dogs or, like, beans and hot dogs, right, where they chop it up and, like, throw it in there. That's probably as crazy as I can think of off the top of the head, but, like, I keep mine pretty basic on all my food, as most people know, but, like, I don't think I'm going too weird with anything. I guess the Mexican pizza, but like that's a good pizza. That's not a weird combination. You know what I mean? That's just a good pizza.
I feel like I have a bunch of weird ones because I have a very unique taste.
Okay.
Being that like San Francisco, like growing up here in the Bay Area, has always made it really easy to access a bunch of different foods. Also being lazy. Like, have you ever had the flatbread from Trader Joe's?
No.
Like
the flatbread pizza that you would make it on? Yeah,
no.
The non-bread?
No. It's not non-bread. It looks like a tortilla, but a little bit thicker.
Okay.
And what I used to do is get a hot dog and cut it up into like eight, like I'd cut it in half and then cut those halves into four slices. And then I'd put that all around and then put American cheese on there. And I would throw that in the microwave and I just pick it up, roll it up, and I'd eat it like that. So
that's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was delicious. But yeah, I don't know if I can recall any weird ones just off the top of my head. Like,
I mean, I don't think it's super weird, but like I've messed with tortilla and peanut butter on it. You know what I mean? But I think people have done that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's crazy,
Kevin.
That's
pretty wild.
You think that's wild? A tortilla with peanut butter? Not too crazy. But I was just thinking, like, when you talk about Mike and being crazy, I think it's like how fast I can switch. Like some days back in the day, I'd walk downstairs and I could shove about 5 Oreo cookies right down and then immediately grab a pack of Gushers, right? Or then all of a sudden, like, be drinking some sort of juice. So I think with my combinations, it's just how fast I could switch up, like, oh, I want chocolate. No, now I want something, like, sweet, like the fruit snacks. You know what I mean? I think that's as crazy as I get. Let's keep it going. Here's a fun one right now. Eric Myers writes in. He says, what's up, Mike and Kevin? What's a store that you hated going into as a kid that now you love as an adult? Growing up, I hated Home Depot. Now I can spend hours in that wonderland looking at sinks and mowers, just stoked out of my mind. Thanks for what you guys do. You make my day go by quicker and bring a lot of laughs along the way. Eric, welcome to Home Depot and the fun of Home Depot. I still hate Home Depot, but one day it will change.
I literally love walking around Home Depot. Like I've done it before, aisle by aisle. I do the same thing with Costco of like, let me just figure out everything they sell in this particular store. Because I like having that knowledge of like, oh, I want to buy a hose adapter. Oh, I know exactly where that is in my local Home Depot.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I don't know that I have a good answer for this because, like, I love going to all the places I love going to.
Oh, okay.
Loved
okay,
going
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
And I still – I don't know that I have any places that I hate going to. It's just one of those things of, like, certain times when I hang out with certain people and I know they're in a mood, it's like, oh, I don't want to go to the store. You're not going to buy anything. You're just going to look at a bunch of stuff. And, like, that I've had, like, as a young kid going with my sisters – like, I would go with one of my sisters shopping, and that's, like, I could tell, like, okay, we're just going to go to Ross for, like, 6 hours while you look through everything. And it's, like, I don't hate going to Ross, or I don't enjoy going to Ross more now. I don't often, but, so, like, yeah, I don't know. None of those places, like, I don't hate going anywhere. I like going out and having a reason to go somewhere, you know, so.
I like that answer, Kevin. I think I'm similar to you, but just a little bit different where I hated going out, right? Like I didn't want to go to Target. I didn't want to go to Whole Foods. I didn't want to go anywhere because I'd never really needed to go anywhere. And especially here in the small mountain town, we don't really have those stores, right? You don't have that. And so I think I've become more accustomed to being willing and having more fun walking around a Target, right? Instead of just rushing to the electronics section, walking through all the aisles, right? Oh, here's the clothing section. Here's the home goods, whatever. You know what I mean? So like, I think I'm becoming more accustomed to being willing to be like, oh yeah, Kevin, I'll go out with you for an afternoon and go from shop to shop. Normally I'd hate that. I'd be like, no, I don't want to waste my time doing that. But like now it's like, yeah, I'll take a walk with you. Let's get a Wetzel's pretzel at the mall and like, let's walk around. You know what I mean? So I'm into that now.
Good time, you know?
Oh my God. What's your favorite mall snack, Kevin? Is it a Wetzel's pretzel, an Orange Julius? Is it a Aunt Annie's like brownie or cookie? Like what you messing with in the mall?
It's probably Quickly's, which is something that you're going to be like, yeah, you
okay,
don't
I was
know.
Say, I don't know what that is. Yeah, yeah.
So Quickly's is boba drinks.
Okay.
So you know the it's the what I get is the taro milk tea, right? So it's like a bright purple like tea with these what are they called? The you know, the balls the at the bottom there.
Boba balls. Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah,
boba balls. Yeah. And a side of mini octopus. Deep-fried mini octopus.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, it's a lot of octopus stuff. Talk today, Kevin.
I love what? Octopus. I'm all about them.
That's crazy. You're just getting the octopus at the yeah. mall? No.
Yeah, man, absolutely. That, like,
that's
if it,
wild.
If it goes, like, if I'm at Stonestown, our local mall, and, you know, we're trying to get a snack, that's what I'm going to go for. Now, that being said, I, like, cheated because the mini octopus not available at Stonestown for no particular reason. So that's a bummer.
Have to bring that up with somebody.
Of, yeah, an alternative yeah, yeah. there, yeah.
Okay, okay. I like that, Kevin. And, you know, I've only been into a Costco once in my life, so I've never experienced that Costco food court, whatever, that people always talk about, right? And I also had a really fun time with you recently, Kevin. We went to Home Depot together, remember? And you pointed out some jabroni in the front of Home Depot that had a little food shop going on. You're like, oh, they got the best this
and
that.
Oh, you're talking about Kelly's Delis.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Oh, snap. Okay, like, I mean, for me, I love a good Wetzel's pretzel, right? I either like a nice salted pretzel or maybe one of those cinnamon pretzels if I'm feeling like that. Love stopping off at Aunt Annie's and getting myself a brownie while we're walking around. Like, I'm all about the sweet treats at the mall. So if you can give me some sort of food to calm me down while we're walking in circles, I'll stay out all day. You know what I mean? I think that's the key to victory there for sure. What about Home Depot, Kevin? Like, what gets you going for Home Depot? What's the exciting stuff besides learning the aisles and stuff? Is there one item where you're like, I can't wait to go to Home Depot?
I mean, I love just walking around like the DeWalt section and just being like, what power tool can I like justify? And then I'll every single time I go to a Home Depot, I look for the like clearance section, the return section. I don't know what it's
okay,
called.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And not every Home Depot has it, but a bunch do. And a lot of times if you ask the workers like where it is, they're like, I have no idea. So you got to kind of look for it. It's usually the end of an aisle. Just to see what they have. Like, did someone just returned a mini router, DeWalt router that I want to buy for $109?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I keep thinking about it and it's still there. There used to be two
Evan,
of them.
Really?
Yeah, little guy.
Dude,
so cute.
You're like my dad. My dad really became really smart about the Walmart clearance section and finding items in that. He loves walking that because he knows there's something that sometimes people misplace in there and he'll get away with it, you know what I mean? So he likes walking that. I think of, Kevin, you know what I saw recently on TikTok? You know I really want one of those one-up arcade cabinets, right? I want the NBA Jam one in particular.
That's right.
Saw a TikTok of a kid who said, get this, I just bought my one-up arcade cabinet at Walmart for 60% off. And then he linked to a jabroni who got one of the one-up arcade cabinets at Walmart for $125, Kevin. Wild stuff, bro.
What do they go for normally?
Usually they're like $300 to $600. Usually they're a lot of money. They're like a $500 purchase. So that was wild to see that kid get that. But, Home Depot, having the home up here in Tahoe, we've gone a bunch. And I always go with Big Mike. We always get something, but yeah, Home Depot and I just haven't clicked quite yet there. Let's go on. Louis G asks a question for you, Big Kev Dog. How/when did you first start becoming interested in tech?
I always have been. I think that at one point when I was young, my dad was like, hey, look, if you set up two VCRs, you can bootleg movies.
And, no, you know, get out of town.
And it was one of those things of like, it just opened my mind to the infinite possibilities. Same thing. At some point, I convinced my dad to like buy me a computer that was, or you know, I think maybe he bought it for my sister and she got in trouble and like she was like, I don't want it. So I had this nice computer set up under my bed because I had a loft bed, right? It's a really high bed. And I had this actually a very similar desk setup to what I have now, which is two desks mashed together in an L shape. And I went on the internet and found out, like, oh, you can download stuff. And then if you look into it enough, you can figure out how to make stuff work that you need to pay for without paying for it. You know what I mean?
Okay,
and it's
okay,
like, cool,
okay.
Now I'm going to learn how to use Photoshop. And like, let's play with Premiere. And so, like, you know, that the, like, I guess one thing leads to another, but I guess piracy is my answer.
Oh, piracy. Piracy got him excited about tech.
Into technology. Same thing when, like, you get a PSP when you're a little kid and you're like, oh, this is so exciting. And you're like, yeah, but the games, you know, there's only so many of them and I'm poor. Can't buy them anymore. And then you go look online and it's like, if you get a big enough Memory Stick Pro Duo 2 and do a couple other things to it, you can put whatever games you want on it with the power of the internet. And it's like, you do research, you figure that all out. So you start to understand how things work together. And then same thing, not having money, I want to have as many screens as possible. So you're trying to find different monitors wherever you can. And suddenly you're trying to figure out how to get the colors to match and the resolutions to be close together. And so there's or like, why does this need a VGA cable? And that one needs a DVI. You got to learn the names of them if you're trying to go and buy them, you know?
That's so smart, Kevin. I've never thought that way. Like, my Google search history has never led me to anything, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've never typed in any of that stuff. That's wild, Kevin. That's so cool. And that's how it starts. You just learn it. I like that.
It happens gradually, you know?
We have another question coming in from you from Max, who says, Kevin, would you ever return to host Screencast on its original format?
Man, I don't know. It was a lot of work. Like the secret behind Screencast is I only did it because Tim asked me to do it. And it was a lot of fun. I actually really enjoyed putting the shows together. And I remember someone, like, I don't know, maybe on Reddit or somewhere, complimented on the effort that I put into each episode. And that really meant a lot. So that was a lot of fun. And it really made me feel like I was up to date on the news. But it really was a lot of work, and man, I'm not a good host, and I didn't enjoy it, you know what I mean? Reading the ads sucked. It's cool that we do pre-recorded ads now. I hope
that helps.
Away.
Yeah, that
yeah,
helps.
Definitely. But like, yeah, putting together the stories, it was a lot of work. Would I ever do it again? Maybe. But that, you know, that depends on if we ever are in a position where we need that. But Screencast has kind of evolved and changed, and I think that the new format is fun. It's a different kind of show. But I don't know. Maybe is my I got a solid maybe there.
Solid maybe from Kev. I like that. I mean, that's him leaning and saying like he could do it again. He could do it for sure. He would host that. That's funny, Kevin. I mean, some great memories of you guys doing that show and you taking the reins on that. So shout out to you for that one. We have our good friend Hard to Find with a little question for both of us. One by one. So I'll go first. He says, oh my, I have looked forward to this day. Mike, kind of a personal question, but what do you use as an outlet? You're a ray of sunshine all the time, and I'm a person that keeps people around me happy. So just wondering what you do for your own personal sanity. I love you like I've known you for years, my man, and I hope all is well. Hard to find. Well, thank you so much for the first part of this two-part question. Thank you for the kind words. What do I use as an outlet? You know, that's a great question. I mean, thankfully I have the Pug Dogs here, which have been a big outlet for me, allowing me just to at least have something in the house. I've been alone for quite some time, so I've always had them. I remember back in the day, Kevin, when I first started Heavenly, I would call mom and dad every single day on the gondola ride down and the walk home and just scream and yell and complain about work, right? That was my outlet, was just to let off. Mom and dad, and they were like, you got to stop bringing this energy to us all the time, but like, we're here for you, right? But like, I would just let loose about all of the work problems, all the things I hated. And so mom and dad took a lot of it way back in the day when I needed to just let it go, when we had hard work days. And now I think, like, you know, my friends and loved ones are really my outlet and like the thing that I need to keep going, right? Like every morning when I hear Kevin greet me before the stream, I know I'm in a safe spot and I'm happy and ready to rock and roll. At night, right, I have Washi and the team there where I can complain and get uptight, or we can just laugh and share and have a fun time. But it is different being more isolated now. I'm not used to this after, Jesus, almost 3 years now of working from home, quote unquote. Like, I used to be around hundreds of people, if not thousands, every single day, right? To be able to talk, laugh, share stories with, and just hear their days. And now it's so much different being at home and being isolated, right? Even being in the long-term relationship or a long-distance relationship for the first time, that was tough, right? Like, it just wasn't what I was used to. And you find the good and the bad, and you make it what you can. But those are usually my outlets, is just to kind of lean on those people and talk. Even just to listen makes me feel much better. But being alone has been tough. I was not ready for this kind of feeling. I didn't think it was going to be like this for so long, right? I think everybody hit COVID, and we hit those first couple of months. We're like, hell yeah, like, I don't have to see anybody. I love this. I vibe with this. But as someone who kind of feeds off of other people's energy, I don't think I did that well at all after a year into 2 years plus of this, right? Of like, I have no one. You know, Earl the Squirrel comes by, tries to come by once a week. Sad Boy Sean will only come if I go over there and pick his ass up, you know what I mean? So I need an outlet. And thankfully, softball is about to kick off, so that will be good. I'll be down in Frisco with these guys, and that will be good as well. But yeah, being alone, I've been stuck. I need an outlet to get a lot of this energy out. Maybe I'll take up painting or pottery. I don't know. Working out has been good. Yeah. Working out has made me smile. Gives me something to be like, hey, I'm going to get out of the house for an hour guaranteed. Let's go. And even when I feel my most tired, Kevin, because I'm now on 45 days almost. Yeah, about 45 days in a row now. Even when I'm most tired, I still love going. I work up a big sweat. I laugh and giggle into the mirror at myself. And at least that gets me moving and using some energy. But great question there, Hard to Find. Thank you so much for the kind words. And now on to you, Kevin. He says, and now to my dearest, handsome Prince Kevin. I just want you to know that I'm never mean harm in any way of my jokes with you guys, and I think that you are fucking hilarious. My questions are, what is your favorite game of all time, and how does it feel working with someone you've known basically your whole life?
Okay, so the question it hurts a little because I've said this many times, specifically during Metal Gear runs, but Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh, Kevin, I love that you love 2. 2 was my favorite, God, 2 too. So Kevin, 2 bad. Was the... Come on, can we just take it? 2 was the best, Kevin.
Now, that being said, the ending of 3 is... Like, I don't think a video game has ever gotten me that hard where I was just like, oh my God, I'm feeling so many emotions.
Really?
And then the gameplay of 5 is just like... I want to do this all day. I want to do this all... Until I got too hard, and then I had to stop. But yeah, what was the second part of the question?
Well, let's stick on Metal Gear for a second right there. So you love 2 the most. You said 3's ending. See, I think I fell out 3 pretty hard, Kevin, because of how slow in nature it was. And then like the sniper fight, like I didn't click with 3 as much as I clicked with 1 and 2.
Yeah, I think 3 loses a lot when you're not playing it directly.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
The experience that I'm talking about was when I was playing it and finding out all this stuff about Boss and like the relationship you have with her, and more importantly, the relationship she has with the Nation, and how like, you know, like she just allows herself to die and become the villain. And it's like something about that's so beautiful. And like that then leads into all this stuff with Big Boss, where like what, like the reason why he becomes the villain is because he's like, fuck that noise. Like, I see what happens to heroes here. You know what I mean? And like, that is some real fucking shit. Right there, you know what I mean?
That's cool.
Some good ass storytelling. Metal Gear Solid 2 is still my favorite thing.
I saw some Metal Gear slander on the timeline recently, Kevin, where people were saying that Metal Gear Solid 5 was just a boring game, and it was like, sir, that gameplay is incredible.
I could play that game forever. You know?
My God, it's so good,
it's
Kevin.
So good.
I love. I'm. I want you to know. You know, Baron's not here, and the best friends are listening now. Like, I'm so happy that I jumped into that and like didn't wait, or like at least did it. You know what I mean? Because we ended the year, remember? And like the question was, is where do we go? Do we go to Peace Walker? Will we ever do 5? It's open world. Like, you can't do 5. It doesn't feel quite right. You'd have to skip this and that. And I'm happy that I just jumped right into 5 and said, fuck it. Because an awesome experience.
Are we ever going to go back to it, you think?
I'd like to do Peace Walker. Like, I would really love to see Baird do Peace Walker. I mean, I think
Sorry, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, tell me.
Peace Walker can be a different beast, too.
Really?
We can all heat it up on our PS3s and play together.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
That would be dope. That would, wow. We can play multiplayer on that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I mean, that's something I'm into, right? But, like, for five, I think if you could give Barrett, because you and I have just been co-pilots on it, right? If we could give Barrett an actual full playthrough and just have him, like, do the actual select missions that you really need to do to keep it a little bit more going forward, I think it would be an awesome stream. Because there's some really cool moments in that, Kevin.
Yeah,
some
absolutely.
Really dope moments,
absolutely,
bro.
Some really cool moments.
Oh,
the only
God.
Metal Gear game I haven't finished. Crazy.
Oh, really? Where are you at?
There's some major attack with like the skull people that come in where everything kind of turns black, and it's like you're trying to drive away from them, and I just can't beat them.
So did you never get to part two? We'll call it.
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm on part two now.
Yeah,
I'm on part two. There's definitely a hard like cut. And then he goes to part two.
I don't think I ever got to part two, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
But that being said, I put a lot of hours into the game.
I mean, it's so good.
I just wasn't going linearly, you know?
Mm. And then the second part of this, Kevin, is what does it feel like to work with someone you've basically known your whole life? What is that relationship like, having Tim by your side? Like, Cool Greg is different because we don't see Cool Greg all the time on camera, right? And we're not in the studio to be around Cool Greg. But, like, clearly Tim, like, we see Tim all the time. What is that like?
Yeah, but we don't super interact that much together. Yeah, where we're on content together a bunch, right? And that's fun. That's like those are like the conversations we've had our entire life. Like literally, him and I yesterday went and had dinner, and we talked about Severance for like 30 or 40 minutes, and it was like that is just the like that could have easily been. Our, you know, screencast on Severance. So like that part is all pretty normal. It's a lot of fun to be able to like have friendship conversations be like part of what I do for life. And then the other stuff, like we hardly ever interact work wise because he handles kind of a whole different side of what I'm doing, like than what I'm doing. So anytime we're talking work wise together, it's such a brief thing of like, hey, we're doing this big Wakanda Forever stream, and like, can you do these things? It's like, yep, 100% do this, no problem. And I set it all up, and like they trust me enough to not, you know, bother me while I'm setting it up, and then just come in and everything works smoothly. So yeah, it's fun, it's awesome. It meant more, I think, when we were working together in person, because we could have all this time together where we'd go and get lunch and like, and that was with Cool Greg. Like I'd go smoke a dart with him outside. It was fun to have those interactions and that extra time with my friends. I never thought this would be possible. It's so cool that it is. Yeah, but because I've known both Tim and Greg for, God, nearly like, I don't know, like 28, 29 years, somewhere around there. Yeah.
That's incredible, Kevin. Yeah, it is a dream, right? Like, I think that's a lot of kids think that, like, when they grow up, of like, what if we could all be together forever? And that's a really cool thing that you get to experience that. And you guys are all living this out together. And we'll have the shared memories, but also, like, the different perspectives of it all. It could be a great story at the end of the day one day, which will be fun. Kevin, our final three questions are going to be all about adventure and fun with you and I. And you and I are the captains of adventure here at Kinda Funny. Kyle writes in and says, when the studio opens and Mike is in SF, can you guys do a show where Kevin takes Mike on adventures, but the adventures are similar to stories we've heard over the years? Digging up Kevin's yard, hauling old stuff, making a tortoise home, etc. Doing it with Big Kev Dog.
I mean, I'm always open to have someone join any adventure that I'm on. And like calling them adventures is very generous because a lot of that sounds like just chores. yeah, I mean, I'd love to hang out more and do stuff. The other day I was thinking, Mike, I want to go skydiving. You know, I want to try. I've never tried it before.
Save that, Kevin, because in just a couple of moments, we're going to talk about dream adventures. But yeah, I want to piggyback off of that. I'm really lucky to have Kevin by my side as a friend, a mentor, a colleague, and somebody that really motivates me and inspires me. Like, I think Kevin, when I'm down there, will be the one to really help me get out more. That's what I really need, right? I've done a lot of sitting inside the house all the time, from working the 9 to 5. You're too tired. You want to stay home. You stay home. You get to your weekend. you don't want to go out. You've been too tired. You're sleeping the days away, right? And I'm at the point now, which I think a lot of people have seen with the Mike's vlogs and adventures and the stories that me and Kevin have told with certain Six Flags trips and other things, right? It's like, I do want to get out. And Kevin is that person that I need, that firecracker to be like, yeah, we're going. Or like, hey, I'm doing this. Do you want to come, right? And even if it's just the invite, it goes a long way. And I remember when the house, you know, when Tahoe was on fire and I came down, I told Kevin, I said, every week or every day here, I want you and I to go somewhere so I can see it, right? And Kevin smiled right at me, put me in the car, and we went to different areas of San Francisco every single afternoon, right? And like, that was really a lot of fun. And I think, you know, could we turn that into something? Of course, right? I think Mike and Kevin's Pizza Club will be coming your way soon enough, where we go and get pizza. Maybe we bring a guest and talk, and we travel around the city and show you some of the cool sites that San Francisco has to offer, right? I think our content is so video games and entertainment, but it's also the people and the stories. And I think there is a avenue where me and Kevin could figure out some, you know, easy edit. We don't want to go over the top editing, but I do think we can kind of share how cool San Francisco is and like some of the stories and adventures we all can go on. Because in the next couple of questions, there's some really cool ones. So the next one is Neo JD writes, Snowbike Mike and Big Kev Dog, what a combo. Always fun to hear about your escapades whenever Mike visits. My question is for you guys, what adventure would you guys want to go on together? What sort of hijinks are we getting into, boys?
See, I mean, I just brought up skydiving. I feel like that might be
skydiving.
A cool one. The Shark Tank. I wouldn't be against actually doing the Shark Tank, you know?
Jumping, I know you guys. Come on, Kevin. You know? I think me and Kevin have like, exactly, what are we doing on a Saturday afternoon? Like, for me right now, Kevin, I really want to go do that Lake Tahoe hot air balloon, right? I need someone to go with. I would go alone, but I don't want to go alone. I want to share that experience with somebody.
But and I like, need a chance to make friends with the pilot.
And the six other jabronis in there, you know? But like, that's one of those where it's like, what are you doing on a Saturday morning? Because the thing meets at 5:30, takes off at 6, you land at 8 a.m. or like 9 o'clock. There's still a whole day ahead of you, you know what I mean? So like, yeah, I want to go on these adventures. And that actually goes to Mom's Basement question, which now I can't wait to get into my Duffy. Mom's Basement writes, what is your dream friend date / weekend for just the two of you together? Now, Kevin, I want to tell you about my true dream. My dream is that me and Kevin on a random Tuesday wake up super early, get in the car, and bust our asses down to LA to Disneyland, just out of nowhere. And we're filming content or just hanging out with each other all day Tuesday. Maybe we come back right away, but like the dream is like one morning wake up and we're on the road.
You know what I mean? You have no idea how on board I would be. Like I have multiple times been like, should we go to Portillo's? And if the people that I was with had just been like, yeah, let's go to Portillo's, I would have been gone. We would have gone. And then Disneyland's right next door, you know? And I would have been like, Tim, hit up whoever you can. Can we get us into Disneyland? Yeah, I love that. Like I'm so signed up and ready for any kind of adventure like that. You know what I mean? What's not fun about hanging out with fucking Mike, one of the coolest people in the world, for 6 hours in a car? Like I'm in. Let's do it.
Let's go. Yeah. I mean, me and Kevin have talked about shark diving in October with the Great Whites. That's a dream of mine, right? You think of Disneyland. We've done Six Flags, right? We talked about Mere Woods, right? Going up there and getting lost in the woods for a short hike. That's an easy afternoon. I think of going down to Big Sur. I mean, my dream truly was, can't wait for us to go to RTX and E3 all together, right? Like, those are some of the dreams when you get hired onto this team and you look at it, it's like, man, I can't wait to experience that. And, you know, for blessing and my sake, you know, we haven't been able to do that yet. And I think that will be a really special moment where we all get to joy and do that. But yeah, dream trips, man, I can't wait with Kevin, you know what I mean? Yeah. To go and do some of that
like,
stuff for sure.
That's the exciting thing too. Like I think that if we were to be like, Bless, what are you doing today? You want to go on this random hike? Like, I think he'd be down. And it's just like, you just need that motivator of like another person to be like, let's do something. You know what I mean? And like, I think that could be a lot of fun. I enjoy time with Bless and hanging out with him, and like, I'd open it up to whoever, because like those are rare now, like going on trips with the whole company, because the company keeps getting bigger and bigger. That happens less and less every year, I feel like, especially with the pandemic around. But, like, yeah, those trips are awesome. And, you know, like, I can't wait for the next trip where we all get to go and do whatever we're doing on stage. And then afterwards, go and find a place to drink together or on a hot tub, hopefully, and just joke around and talk about how much fun everything is, you know? I miss those days a lot.
Yeah, I really look forward to it. I think you said it so well, Kevin. The motivator, right? Like, I tell you how you motivate me, but I think us two together, right? Now when Blessing gets that call, or Andy, I think, is a perfect example. When Andy gets that call from me and Kevin, I think he's going to be more excited because he's going to know there's two of us here and we're both excited to go, right? Nick, for example, Joey's always down to clown.
Joey's awesome,
right?
Yeah.
So is Tim. But, like, I think it will be cool to be able to motivate some of the other kind of funny, you know, members and be like, hey, like, me and Kevin are in the car. Do you want to come? You know what I mean? Or, like, tomorrow we're doing this. We're going to Nick's comedy show. You want to come? And I think everybody could use that. And not even just kind of funny, right? I think everybody in their life could use that phone call of, like, oh, we're going out on a Saturday night to, let's say, axe throwing. Yeah, I'll do that, right? I haven't done anything. I've been stuck in the house. I'm ready to go. And I think everybody needs that just motivation and that friend to push them. And so hopefully we can bring that to the kind of funny crew throughout our time together. But this has been our time together on our monthly Q&A. You got Mike and Kevin sitting down with you for the month of May. Thank you to everybody who wrote in with these awesome questions. Kevin and I have to go see Top Gun Maverick. So we got to get the hell out of here.
Wait.
So thank you to all the best friends for writing in. Thanks for kicking it with us. Hopefully you enjoyed the Q&A. If you did, make sure to tweet at us. Let us know what your dream vacation or weekend would be with me and Kevin, where we would take you or take the camera and make you smile. See you, best friends.
Bye.